When Project Runway launched in 2004, competitive reality shows were in their infancy. Now they're in their mature pantsuit years, but Project Runway, now in its 18th season, rolls on.
The show moved from Bravo to Lifetime, and last season it returned to Bravo with a new cast. Host Heidi Klum and mentor Tim Gunn have been replaced by Carly Kloss and season 4 winner Christian Siriano. But the sewing machines continue to buzz, and it's still hard to make a dress in a day. I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Linda Holmes. We're talking about Project Runway today on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR, so don't go away.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you need help getting to your shortlist of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed.com, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/happy hour. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020.
Welcome back. You just met NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Also with us is Glenn Weldon of the NPR Arts Desk. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Linda.
And in our fourth chair today, we're always delighted to have with us writer Kat Chow. Hi, Kat.
Hey.
It's so good to have you, as always. I'm going to start with you, Glenn, and I want to ask you a question. We talked a little about old runway versus new runway. How do you feel about new runway?
I am very much down with New Runway because this show needed an infusion of something, and the kind of something it got with these last two seasons is exactly it. I think toward the end of the Klum Gunn era, we were getting like challenges and our friends at Arby's, you know, like the challenges were getting
a dress entirely made of roast beef.
Yeah, it was just like, what's
I
going
believe
on
there was
here?
A Red Robin.
Red Robin, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay. Prize basket.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're missing something here, but it's a formula and you need the comfort of that formula. You just need to mix it up. Something as simple as a new workroom can kind of make me feel like, oh, I want to see where this is going now. And Christian Siriano in the role of the mentor, he seems, maybe just it's newness, he just seems like a better mentor, a more specific mentor, somebody who's not going to just say make it work.
He's going to go more in there. Critical. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
more critical. He's more willing to put the designer's feet to the fire, and that's just more interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm in for this.
Yeah. How about you, Kat? What do you think of New Runway?
So I basically used to watch Project Runway years ago, and I would also watch the spinoff Models of the Runway. I started watching again because I saw on Twitter that this contestant Tyler was sort of making the rounds because of a snarky response that he gave to Carly Kloss. He made a really terrible dress, and she said that she would never wear that, or someone said that she would never wear that. And he goes, not even to dinner at the Kushners?
Oh, yeah. She said she was looking at a piece of fashion, and she said, I wouldn't wear this. And he said,
not even to dinner at the Kushners?
Because Carly Kloss is married to Jared Kushner's brother, so she is connected to the Kushners,
yes.
And by marriage, the Trumps, and all that stuff.
So when I saw this clip on Twitter, I cackled and then was like, I think I need to watch this new season to see what's different. And having this be my entree back into Project Runway, because I used to watch and I couldn't really remember what was so different, but I just knew that I actually really missed Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn, and I just missed their dynamic. But then I felt that the show itself felt a little tired to me in comparison to the new spate of fashion reality shows like Next in Fashion on Netflix, which I absolutely love. There's just something so dynamic. And I don't know if it's fair to kind of compare these two shows, but that was kind of the perspective I was coming from.
Yeah.
I definitely do want to see the new show that Heidi and Tim are doing with Amazon.
Making the Cut.
Making the Cut. Because I think the business aspect that they're trying to push into the show is something I'm craving from this. It's not a reboot, right? But it's just a different show completely.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, our producer, Jessica Reedy, was talking about how on the new Amazon show, the big thing is going to be like being able to sell your clothes on Amazon. And one of the central tensions, but like one of the central tensions of Runway has always been the difference between, are you trying to make clothes that people are going to actually buy?
Right.
Versus are you trying to make like exciting clothes? And, you know, that's, I think, one of the things that carries over. And one of the reasons why I think Siriano is such a good get for them is that he has like done stuff for Payless shoes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also like one of the most news making gowns of the last several years was the Billy Porter tux dress, And that's Christian Siriano. And many really newsmaking, really highly regarded, high-profile pieces of fashion have been Siriano. Plus, he comes from the show, so he knows the experience of being on it. Yeah. What do you think, Thompson? Where are you on runway?
Well, I'm a little bit in the same boat that Kat was in. I watched this show pretty religiously for, I would say, 9 or 10 seasons, mm-hmm. and then really drifted away from it. And so for me, coming back to it, I was actually surprised, given how much turnover there has been on the judging panel. It's basically just Nina Garcia who remains.
Love her.
From you know, OG Project Runway. I was amazed at how incredibly familiar it felt. And I mean that in a good way. This is a show I'm not necessarily watching for like groundbreaking reality TV making. I'm there for the rhythms. I'm there for the fact that really for about the first 85% of each episode, you could watch on double speed.
Oh, yes.
And really not miss a whole lot of anything. And then you get the music and the runway starts, and then you're like, oh, wait, I have to look up at the screen. And that's where you study it closely and you try to apply your, in my case, incredibly laughably limited understanding and knowledge of what looks good and doesn't. And then you have the judging and the elimination. And so for me, like, I like how familiar it still feels. I think Karlie Kloss is a perfectly fine stand-in for Heidi Klum. I think Christian Siriano, as you mentioned, Glenn, brings something new to that Tim Gunniness. He has a mixture of more willingness to be critical and the empathy of having gone through the process of doing this show and having this show be a launching pad for him. He gives you a sense of what these designers are aspiring to career-wise and can give them advice accordingly. I like, for the most part, the new judging panel. I think Brandon Maxwell is a perfectly good stand-in for, say, Michael Kors. Mm-hmm.
Less bitchy, less mean.
Less trying to get off a good burn, and feels a little bit more natural in his criticism, but still gets to say things like it looks like what a high fashion diaper.
Yeah, it did.
And it really did. And you knew immediately mm-hmm. which outfit was going to get that tag that they had promised uh-huh. he was going to say. So I'm in. I like it. It is still feeding what I liked about the show in the beginning, but it feels refreshed without feeling like something other than itself.
Yeah, I think for me, the funny thing is, this is a show, I mean, I want to give tons of credit to Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum. Some of it is just, there's only so many notes you can hit.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just doing something different. I think Tim Gunn was wonderful at being Tim Gunn. He had that sort of avuncular, supportive, professorial approach, which I absolutely loved watching. But Siriano, to me, the thing that I really love about his approach, it's true he's more willing to be critical, but his entire tone has more of this, like, I want you to succeed and you're killing me, which always really I find funny. And he'll say, you're killing me. He'll say, like, oh, you're killing me with all this tool. Like, oh, and he also, I love the fact that he loves it when he tells them not to do something. They do it anyway, and then they get criticized for it. They'll sometimes show him in the wings, being like, I told him. I love the fact that he has that little bit of kind of spiciness to his delivery. And my transformation on Siriano, like when I saw him as a contestant, when he was, in fairness, very, very young in season 4, I really found him kind of bratty and annoying. But over time, he has become so, like, such a guy that I admire so much, like, not just because of this, but also because he's really embraced working with women, particularly, not exclusively women, but women on red carpets who are, you know, many different ages and body types. And, you know, he really has put his money where his mouth is in terms of that kind of inclusivity, mm-hmm. which I appreciate a lot.
Yeah.
And I do want to give a shout to that judging panel, though, because I, like Steven, I really like Brandon Maxwell. I like that kind of, look, let me tell you the truth, which has a little bit less zing to it, but a little bit more kind of, again, humane, mm-hmm. I'm trying to help. I think Nina Garcia has held up incredibly well as a judge on the show.
Yes, I
just
love her.
Still adore her. I think she's gotten, if anything, better and better at being a judge on this show. Also, Elaine Welteroth. She's the woman who kind of helped overhaul Teen Vogue into its current kind of really cool, interesting political incarnation. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what they've got. They've got a lineup of judges that manages to be supportive and enthusiastic without becoming Paula Abdul from early American Idol. Yes.
They're not like saccharine, but they're
and
nurturing.
It doesn't feel like, I just personally love you, and that's what it's about. Yeah. Like, they manage to be supportive, nevertheless.
Good throwback.
Kat, how are you feeling about the people on this season?
Oh, my gosh. I love seeing the drama of, so there's this woman named Victoria who just keeps winning over and over and over again, and everybody else hates her just because she's successful, but also she has some shade that she just subtly throws in and doesn't even seem like she's aware of it, but the judges are quote-unquote obsessed with her, according to the other contestants, and I just love seeing this dynamic play out because I think it's really fun reality TV. There are just so many big personalities on this show, and I am really just drawn to those tensions, especially also Sergio, who everybody loves. Everybody has a Sergio in their life, which is somebody who loves to talk about, how do I put this?
Oh, it's so performative.
Yes, their performative progressiveness, perhaps, is a good way to put it. And
performative progressiveness used as a shield against any kind of
criticism.
Feedback.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like there's a dynamic where Christian Siriano is trying to give him feedback early on in one of the episodes on a dress that is apparently very personal to Sergio. And Sergio refuses. And it's just, it's like, you want to participate in the show if you're a contestant. You should be getting feedback, is my opinion. But I think that it's a really good microcosm into just where we are today. And so I'm really glad that they've cast this sort of person in it.
Well, they cast big personalities, as you said, but they didn't seem to cast for personality disorders. Mm. They didn't seem to cast actual monsters. So the people that I find myself rooting against are the people whose team I am not on are just merely self-righteous or merely bratty. They're not toxic or vicious.
Yeah, I'm pretty anti-Sergio.
I'm very anti-Sergio. But I was very anti-Christian Siriano.
Yeah.
Now, Sergio...
Don't remind me of my inconsistency.
Well, but the thing is, Christian Siriano, when he was on this show, as you said, Linda, was like 22 or 23. Sergio is 36.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I feel like Sergio would be a lot more palatable to me if he were like 22.
Yeah, Sergio got very heavily into this thing, as Kat mentioned, very heavily into this thing, particularly for a couple of episodes where everything had to have a political story.
Yes.
And some of them were very overt, right? Like some of them, he did address that he sort of was saying, this is about what's going on at the border. He wanted to have the names of several people who have died in custody at the border, I believe, embroidered into the edge of the dress. But then after that, it seemed like everything had to be, this stands for X.
Is it me, or have the attitudes of both the contestants and the judges toward the models changed? We seem to be getting more of the contestants and the models kind of bonding and seeing the models as real people in a way that back in the early seasons, you know, Nina wouldn't come out and say, could it turn around, please? I want to see the back of the dress. But that was that vibe. She was giving off that vibe. And now it seems to me anyway that they're more willing to let these models be people who are actually contributing in some very important, very basic way.
I think that's true. I think they've been up and down about that. There have been a couple models in the past where it was, do you remember Jeffrey who won, who had the big neck tattoos?
Oh, sure.
He had a very close relationship with a model named Marilinda. And a lot of the stuff that she did for him was clearly really helping him win. I think I agree with you. They've done that a little more. They've started to let the models kind of have their own backstory in some cases, not in every case. But in some cases, they have.
Selective,
Well, and they've diversified their pool of models a bit, too, where they do have some different body types. You have a non-binary model. You get a sense that, like, not every model is created equal. You have to do a certain amount of tailoring depending on who you get.
Yeah.
But I have appreciated, as much as they have tried to let us get to know models in the past, as with things like the spin-off Models of the runway. This, I think, threads the needle, so to speak, most effectively.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. And I really appreciate how in some of the challenges, they consult the models of what they're comfortable wearing. And I think that's just a very respectful way to dress somebody.
What you don't get is the sort of regular woman challenges that they used to have where you would listen to some designer go on for a half an hour about basically about how much they hate dressing fat women. And to them, a fat woman is any woman who's not a model. And I did always find those episodes just agonizing and sometimes really, really kind of triggering.
Yeah.
But it is still true that you still have a lot of designers who show their entire asses every time they are asked to dress a woman who has any kind of curvature to her body at all. And they'll put them in these kind of like weird, unflattering, like sometimes I think there's less hostility, mm-hmm. but the inexperience often
it
still shows and
yes.
you'll kind of get like a thing hanging off.
Just like a sack or something shapeless.
There was, yeah. there have been like some really gorgeous plus size models in the past who have like walked the runway in these kind of like with a sheet wrapped around you mm-hmm. kind of get ups. So I think the inexperience still shows, but I'm glad they're working on it. Okay, so before we go, we have one other thing that we want to do. Stephen Thompson, take it away, buddy.
So last week on What's Making Us Happy, I recommended a song that I love wholeheartedly called Baby Baby by a singer named Nyashinsky. In prepping for that piece, I found video of him pronouncing his name so I would be sure to get it right, and I managed to say that he is from Nigeria when in fact he is from Kenya. I am so sorry. I feel so stupid. I did all this reading and still managed to get it wrong. I cannot recommend the song or the artist highly enough. The song, once again, is Baby Baby by Nyashinsky, who is from Kenya.
Listen to that song. Also, check out Project Runway. Tell us what you think. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or tweet us at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our show. You can follow Kat, as always, at Kat Chow. Thanks to all of you guys for being here.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you have a second, do subscribe to our newsletter. It's over at npr.org/popculturenewsletter, and it's my baby. And we will see you all back here on Friday for the latest offering from Disney and Pixar. Onward.
Hi, I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and I am the new host of NPR's TED Radio Hour. I am so excited because we are working on a bunch of new, amazing episodes. We're exploring big ideas about reinvention, making amends, and the psychological effects of climate change. Our first show drops March 13th. Please join me.